Das kann so sein, dass ich ein Bachel Chesel Schrag, wenn man Yehuda Mesecht ist, Bobbe, Kama, Daf, Beis. Perek, Arba, Ovois, Perek, Rishon, Zok, der Heilige Mishnah, Besiyat, der Dishmaya. There are four Avois Nezikim, primary damagers. They're the ox, the pit, Mava, and fire. The Mishnah says, the ox is not like Mava, and Mava is not like the ox. These two, which are living things, are not like fire, which is not a living thing. These three things, which move and do damage, are not like the boyer, the pit, which does not move and do damage. The common characteristic of all these four is that they do damage, and the owner is therefore responsible to watch over them. And if they taka do damage, the owner is chayef to pay the damage with the best of his land. From the fact that the Mishnah labels these damagers as ovois, primary, it must mean that there are toldos, secondary damagers as well. Will the toldos have the same halachas as the ovois or not? Because regarding the malachas of Shabbos, we have learned that there are ovois by Shabbos and there are toldos, ovois malachas and toldos. And we have learned that the toldos are like the ovois. What does that mean? That they would each carry a chatas liability or a skila penalty. The reason for the labels of ovois and toldos, the gabi hilcha Shabbos, is only that if a person does an av and it's tolda, he would only be chayiv for one chatas, meaning if he did it in the same lapse period. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that he would be chayiv actually for two chatas in that case, the different labels only symbolize that the ovois were more significant malachas done in the building of the Mishkan, and the toldos were less significant. Regarding Tumah, we also learned that there are ovis and toldos, and over there we learned that the toldos are not like the ovis, meaning the ovis can make a person or a keli tame, and the toldos can only make food items and drink items tame. Now the shaila is regarding these nazikin, when we say there's ovis and toldos, what's the halach? Are the toldos like the ovis or not? So Papa said there are some toldos that are like the ovis, and there are others that are not like the ovis. Zakti Gemara, Abraisa says, there are three obvious of damagers of Nezikin written in the Torah regarding an ox. Keren, which is damage done with the horns, goring. Shane, damage done with the teeth, by eating. And Regal, damage done with the feet, by trampling. Now, how do we learn the damager of Keren in the Torah? Bryce says, the Pasuk says, ki yigach, which refers to the damage of Keren, just like we see in another Pasuk, which discusses horns, and the Pasuk uses the words tinagach to gore, so we see that word refers to goring. Another Pasuk also says that the horns will be used yinagach to gore. So again, we see that this word is appropriate for goring with horns. Why do we need the second pasuk? Gemara said the first pasuk quoted was a pasuk of Nevi'im. So maybe we say maybe we can't use a pasuk of Nevi'im to explain what is meant by a pasuk in the Torah. Therefore, we bring a second pasuk, which is a pasuk in the Torah as well. But the pasuk is not explaining the pasuk in the Torah. It's simply saying, as being megala, a gila milsa bi'alma, that negicha refers to goring by the horns. Gemara said the first pasuk was discussing a detached horn. So we would think maybe the special halachas of Karen, that the owner only pays chati nezek when the animal's a tam, because he hasn't shown a tendency to damage. Maybe it's only when damage is done with a detached horn. It's so strange. Over there, you pay chatzin nezek, but if it's attached to the head, maybe you pay nezek shalom right away. The Gemara therefore teaches the next pasuk, which discusses an attached horn, to teach that these halachas of a Karen even apply to damage done with an attached horn. What are the toldos of Karen? The toldos, so pushing with the body, biting to damage, sitting on something to damage it, and kicking something to damage it. Fekmar, goring is referred to as an av because the Torah says ki yigach. The pasuk says ki yigoif, which generally refers to pushing. So why isn't pushing an av damager as well? Mar says the ki yigoif, that pasuk actually refers to goring as clearly stated in the Braisa. Fekmar, why is that when discussing the goring of a person, the pasuk says ki yigach? When discussing the goring of another animal, the pasuk says ki yigoif. Mar says yigach refers to a more deliberate attack. A person who has intelligence will normally be able to avoid being gored unless the animal does so deliberately. An animal which has no intelligence is susceptible to being gored even when the goring animal is less intent on doing the goring, and therefore the Torah uses the word over there, ki yigoif. As the Gemara says, by using these different terms, the Torah is also teaching that if an animal becomes a muad to attack people, it's automatically considered a muad to attack animals as well. On the other hand, if it has become a muad to attack animals, lav dafka, it's not automatically considered to be a muad for attacking people. Fekmer, biting seems to be a told of Shane, not of Karen. Mar says the category of Shane refers to damage where the animal derives physical pleasure. The biting we're referring to over here is biting for an animal that wants a damage, not to get pleasure. Fekmer, sitting on something and kicking something seems to be a told of Regal. Mar says the category of Regal refers to damage that is common. Sitting and kicking with intent to do damage is not considered something which is common damage. Fekmer, when our papa said that some toldos of damagers are not like the ovis, which ovis was he referring to? It can't be he was referring to the toldos of Karen, because the characteristics of Karen are that the animal has intent to damage and the owner is obligated to watch his animal and prevent it from damage. And the toldos are exactly the same in this regard, and therefore they should not be treated differently. Mar says clearly we must say that the toldos of Karen are taka treated just like the av. And when our papa said that there are some toldos that are not like the avis, he must have been referring to the toldos of Shane and Regel, as we'll see in the coming Gemaras.